Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
What's a fair price to pay the babysitter these days? And now we do know that the going rate rose 5% in the last year, to more than $26 an hour. Whoa. On average to hire a babysitter for one child. This according to Urban Sitter. And if you've got two kids, it's nearly $30 an hour. The most expensive city for babysitting, San Francisco. The cheapest, San Antonio.
I am not paying that much.
Hmm.
And I've got some quality people. 26. Woo! That's a lot.
Yeah. This is squarely under the umbrella of any national figure is kind of silly.
True, but I also live in one of the more expensive parts of the world, so.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't know.
What it costs in San Francisco has got nothing to do with what it costs in Hogs Nipple, Tennessee, for instance.
Oh, true. Very true. But certainly in the 20s, pretty much everywhere, which is unthinkable not that many years ago. But inflation and whatnot, I don't know. Lots of prices were unthinkable not very many years ago. Don't know if you noticed that.
Amen to that. Inflation is a tax. Google it. Don't Google it. AI it. Anyway, so there are a couple of big legal cases going on right now and a fair amount of good news, actually. You know, our system is so good. It is great. This is a great country with a great constitution that we're doing our best to trash. But, you know, our system of the separate branches of government and legal review of the law, and that's, it works beautifully the vast majority of the time. in spite of what Chuck Schumer and the activist media would try to tell you about the out of control Trump court. Anyway, let's begin our legal analysis with this, and it pains me to my core to admit this. This is a clever move by America's sourest fruit, Don Lemon. You know how a bunch of federal prosecutors quit over the immigration crackdown and then the investigation into those two unfortunate shootings? Don Lemon has hired one of them for his legal team.
That is clever.
In a publicity slash legal stunt, but a clever one.
I heard, I think somebody from the National Review came up with this idea. If you hate Don Lemon, don't prosecute him, ignore him. Because, I mean, he's a nobody and his career was over. This is only going to elevate him if he ends up with a court case with his name attached to it and he gets to stand up and be all righteous in front of cameras during a court case. No, just ignore him. Let it go. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a rotten human he is. Anyway, on to some good news. We'll kind of weave back and forth. Our friend Tim Sandifer at the Goldwater Institute has alerted us that they are involved now in what could be an historic case. They filed a brief in the Arizona Supreme Court urging the justices to extend full constitutional protection to the right to earn a living. Perhaps the most vital and neglected of our constitutional freedoms, writes Tim. The founders regarded it as absolutely critical. That is precisely what they meant by the pursuit of happiness.
Right. So there are a lot of people that talk about housing being a right, health care being a right, which I have a real problem with both of those, but the right to earn a living, obviously.
as I said to Tim, well, state the obvious. People don't have the right to earn a living, to go out and feed themselves. It's absurd. It's horrific. Who would believe that? And he said, other than most of the lawyers I know, nobody.
Well, what are the examples of where people are being denied their right to earn a living? How's that play out?
There are 1,000 examples. This sentence actually kind of explains it in reverse. Economic freedom, the right to start a business. Or get a job, or buy and sell things to support yourself and your family were regarded as basic legally protected rights almost 2 centuries before the Constitution was even written, and he gives all sorts of historical examples. This is really the culmination of Tim's entire career. He's been crusading for the right to earn a living and economic freedom his entire life.
Isn't he too young to come to the culmination of his career? Shouldn't you be like in your 60s?
Oh, no. No. Because then he can do the victory lap. And be a hero for a while. Anyway, so despite all of the examples he gives, and I wish we had time for the whole of it, I'll you know what, we'll post a link to this piece at armstrongandgetty.com so you can read it yourself under hot links. But he writes, in spite of all of the evidence he lays out, and despite the fact that state and federal courts protected economic freedom throughout the 19th century, things changed when the U.S. Supreme Court issued a series of rulings in the 1930s declaring that economic liberty would no longer be given the same kind of protection than other constitutional rights receive. Instead, legislators and regulators could interfere with economic liberty virtually at will in ways that would never be allowed with respect to other kinds of liberty. And then he talks about this specific case that they're involved in. A fellow by the name of Greg Mills is an engineering consultant. He runs a consulting firm that helps design electronic circuitry. But the Arizona Board of Technical Registration declared that Greg falls within the state's licensing law for engineers, a law that was actually designed with architectural engineering in mind, and therefore he cannot practice his trade without government permission. Getting a license would be an expensive and time-consuming task and would make no sense because his business isn't the kind of thing the licensing law was written for. But they want to go beyond that and get the courts to concede. The right to earn a living is a fundamental right under the state constitution, and then we would hope it goes federal.
So without telling the whole story I've told many times, so we bought a farm that had a giant horse barn on it with the idea that we were going to board horses because a lot of people have horses. And they just need some place to keep them, and then you can charge people a couple $100 a month, and there's a bunch of stalls, and thought that'd be good. And there were so many hurdles in the county I lived in California. I mean, just hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. And clearly, the idea was, don't do this. You should not be, we don't need people starting doing things like this on their own. That's not good. I mean, it was, the attitude was amazing. So in Tim's world, you'd be able to sue if you've made it too difficult for me to try to earn money here. You've put up too many barriers.
A simple exchange of a good and, or a service and a fee, whatever, that the government has no interest in whatsoever. Yeah, exactly. It all flows from the New Deal. Right. It's not a shock that California ranks always 50th.
No. But that sort of thing is so maddening, and it happens all the time where you've got something that somebody else wants. The two of you are willing to make exchange. They're happy with the deal. You're happy with the deal. But the county or the city or the whoever gets in the way of it and says, no. You two, citizens of this country, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens, are not allowed to make this exchange of goods and time or space or whatever for money. We're not going to let you.
And I
was outrageous.
Even if they had some sort of weak argument about protecting people in general or whatever, that's not good enough to interfere with a basic constitutional right. But in your case, they didn't even make that argument.
No. It was all kinds of, there's all kinds of stuff. Needed to retrofit the barn for earthquake. There's no earthquakes where I live. Handicap stalls. I mean, there were endless.
For handicapped horses?
I don't know. But anyway, there were endless reasons you just couldn't do it.
Right. I'm tempted not to move on to the other cases I was going to mention because this is such a big one. It's troubling to me that because of the last, gosh dang it, going on 100 years of progressive jurisprudence, people have to be reintroduced to the idea that economic freedom is a basic constitutional freedom.
I'll never forget, I don't think I was just reading this in, I'll never forget the glee the person at the county seemed to have whenever they could hit me with an impediment to what we wanted to do. They seemed to get enjoyment.
Mall cop syndrome.
Yeah, I guess. They seem to get enjoyment of being able to stop you from doing that. I guess because they have the power? No. Here's why you can't do this. Okay, have a good day.
I am above you. I can control you. I will tell you what you can and cannot do, boy.
It was really off-putting.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking back to my school days. I can't swear, because my memory's not that good, that I wasn't taught this. Because I had a couple of outstanding high school history teachers. They were among the best teachers I had up until college. Explaining what the phrase, the pursuit of happiness, means. Because I think a lot of us have kind of, speaking for my generation, the 20th century view of that means the right to pursue being cheerful and having a great life and maybe going to a ball game.
A boat, cool car, and getting some. That's
right,
pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, no, that was specifically about economic freedom.
Mm.
Anyway, way to go, Goldwater Foundation and other places like you fighting for our rights. I want to get to a must a teacher use pronouns case. Also, one of the worst judges in America. But, Jack, this will gratify you. Big win for a college professor who said, you can't make me do one of those stupid land acknowledgments. In fact, this guy, he was ordered to, and he did one that was a parody. And he got in so much trouble. They launched an investigation to end his career. But of all circuit courts, the Ninth, the liberal, the progressive Ninth Circuit said, no, you can't force him to do that. That's political speech. So booyah, win for the good guys.
Wow. I'm glad for that, very glad for that. I don't know how many people out there are willing to stick their head up and be a pariah by refusing to do it if their college tells them to do it.
This guy, actually, he cited one of the economic theories of land use and ownership. I won't bore you with the details. But his land acknowledgement was it the Snohomish Indians, or we'll say the Cree, just because that tribe pops to mind. His land acknowledgement said, according to Locke's blah, blah, blah rule of land ownership, the Cree own virtually no land that the University of Washington is on, practically none. That was his land acknowledgement. And boy, did he get hammered for it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, love it. We'll tell you more about that later in the show.
We can very quickly give you the latest in the Nancy Guthrie case. Looked like things were happening last night, but no, a person of interest has been let go. Probably not the dude, and are they back to square one? Kind of close, maybe. Anyway, lots more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-285-3500, 800-285-3500. Don't wait. Call now. 800-285-3500, 800-285-3500.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grain Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grain Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grain Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrainCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This does not strike me as a targeted abduction, and here's why. In a targeted abduction where you know your person that you're going after, you know the location, you've done some reconnaissance on it, it's about getting in there, acquiring your target, like with Maduro. We got in and got Maduro faster than this person spent, on the ground there. So, but this video is going to give us everything we need to know, height, weight, gait. We're going to have a pretty good description, and if the AI and some of the technology can pull back the layers of the ski mask, we might even get somewhat of a semblance of a facial structure.
AI is going to be able to take the ski mask off? That's interesting.
Basic facial structure, I guess.
So the biggest thing to me is it went from these are probably pros, maybe cartel, to it's a doofus, maybe a couple doofuses, doofy. But it's a doofus. I mean, for all kinds of reasons, if you watch the video, it might be a doofus who murdered an old lady, but it's not some professional organization. But so lots of people were having a question about, so it's a camera that's one of the companies that Google runs that she had, and she stopped paying her subscription. So there wasn't immediate access to this information. So now, like I said earlier, MSNBC was going on last night. How's a $3.5 trillion company take 10 days to get us this information? And then I heard other experts saying it's amazing they were able to grab this out of their, and I don't have any, I know nothing about this, zero about this, but if I cancel my subscription on my door cam, you're still recording stuff outside my door and storing it somewhere? That's somebody just texted that. That's an interesting thing to know. So I canceled my subscription.
Right there in those terms you didn't read.
I canceled my subscription, but you're still recording stuff and hanging on to it.
Correct.
I'll be damned.
Audio and visual.
Right. So you're listening to every conversation we have, you know, anywhere near our front door or wherever else you got cameras, even though I've canceled it.
Yep.
That's a heck of a thing to know.
That is worth noting, yes. Yeah. I remember, I think it was Nest, Google's Nest, which these cameras are. Somebody recommended a Nest thermostat or something. I'm like, okay, fine. It's programmable. You can change it when you're out of the house or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I started to read into what it was and the rights that this thing had to surveil us, my thermostat. And we're like, no, that ain't happening. I ripped it off the wall.
So far, if these companies can watch you and listen to you, we find out they are.
Yes.
Over
in spite
of their
denials.
Over and over and over again. Ding. Whether it's Apple, Google, Tesla, whoever. Oh, yeah, but nobody has access to it. I don't care. First of all, I don't believe you. But secondly, I don't care.
Yeah.
You've recorded all this stuff and you're keeping it somewhere. Why? Because you just have so much computer space and it's so cheap for you, you just might as well record everything and keep everything. There must be some reason you keep it. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Knowledge is power. I think it may be as simple as that, although I'm sure Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai could tell you exactly why it's power and how it's turned into money. But, yeah, it's absolutely true.
Probably, you know, they got AI listening for product names and all kinds of different stuff to, you know, build profiles of their customers and everybody. We got a text the other day. This is a classic, and we all wonder this all the time. But is somebody who texted that their mom had died. And they had been having conversations with people about the funeral, and they started getting casket ads on their various feeds. And they're like, I've not searched. I haven't done anything online. It just happened. I just found out. I've only talked to loved ones.
It's just a coincidence. We don't listen to your conversations.
Well, we know this. Your Ring camera, even though you don't even pay for the subscription anymore, apparently is listening to you and watching you and storing it. That's wild.
Control your soul's desire for freedom.
Yeah. Word to the wise.
That's a heck of a thing.
Yeah. So, we're surveilled everywhere we go.
I'm going to remember, if you stop using whatever program or subscription or whatever, you got to destroy the laptop or unhook the camera or, you know, cover the microphone or whatever, because they're still doing it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll be damned.
I hate all of that stuff.
It's going to be so omnipresent. It's already omnipresent, but it's going to be so omnipresent in a couple of years, people are just going to throw up their hands and just assume they're being surveilled at all times. That's the way young people are. I know that.
Right. Yep.
They're listening and watching everywhere I go, and I know that. And they just have resigned themselves to that.
And if they need to take you down, they have the information to do it. Yep.
Somebody.
Good morning.
We got more on the way. If you missed the segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
LifeLock, how can I help? The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four taxpaying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
DOJ, which is under pressure from lawmakers, has now been unredacting some of the names they redacted of prominent men. One of the names that was not redacted was kind of interesting. It was David McKillops, who is, or I should say was, the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese. He resigned after his name appeared in the files once, and in a seemingly innocuous way. From a business standpoint, if you think about it, name a company that would be less excited about their CEO being mentioned in the panel. Would it be A, Home Depot, B, Wells Fargo, C, Sam's Club, or D, Chuck E. Cheese? The answer, clearly D, so that's a real punch in the ball pit for him.
Man, that's interesting. You'll have to look into that because, Kimmel suggested that it's just like tangentially. It's not him talking about having sex with underage girls. It's just like a lot of the names in the Epstein files are just there for business reasons.
Right, right.
But he resigned as CEO? Wow.
That seems odd to me.
It does me, too. Well, let's get to the Howard Lutnick testimony from yesterday, though, where he talks about going to the island with his wife and kids and nanny.
Right.
After having, I'll never speak to that man again. Then you go to his island.
For a family vacay. I'm telling you, the guy's a perv. He's a woman hound. You've heard the rumors about the underage thing. But he can offer you such incredible luxury. You think, what the hell? Let's go.
Wow. And Lutnick even said, I don't recall why we went.
Who hang out?
Well, but who visits an island and doesn't...
I don't recall why we went to Hawaii, Judy and I. It's foggy in my memory.
Well, then...
What an odd thing to say.
Well, then you'd say it was a vacation, right? Nobody goes and visits somebody on an island who owns an island. Has this just like once in a lifetime who does this experience and says... Right. I don't really recall the circumstances around that. I don't know. It just kind of happened.
Why don't you try harder, Katie?
Oh, I took my wife and kids to his island, but he's gross.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
That's right.
He's gross.
And he mentioned several times, there's my wife, kids, and nannies, plural, more than one. I guess if you're super rich, you have a nanny per kid or something like that. But, and we all were together the whole time, and then we left all together. So it wasn't like I went there to... Okay. I don't recall why we were there.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Gross. I think now is the time you go ahead and just say, if your involvement with the dude was innocent, just go ahead and talk about it.
Come out first. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I'd like to say I had dealings with Mr. Epstein. I bought an apartment complex from him in 2015, and I met him twice, was mostly dealing with his lawyers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, tell me all the instances in your life, friends, where somebody has made ridiculous excuses or incredibly, difficult to believe explanations for something over and over again, and they keep changing it. But then at the end, it turns out it was perfectly innocent. That never happened!
Right. Man, when Lutnick had out there for a week or so, Well, he did that podcast just the other day, and he said, he told that whole story about me and my wife going there and the massage table, and I can get you the right kind of massage, right? And I told my wife as we walked out the door, I'm never going to be in the same room with that guy again. Well, if you know that you then went to the island and hung out for a couple of days, you can't tell that story.
With the whole fam damily, what's going on there?
I don't know. And it doesn't sound untoward if you were there with your wife, kids, and nannies. It probably wasn't a sex party. But then why did you cover that up, which you did?
I realize this may be grist for the conspiracy mill, but I ask again, a little different than I asked the other day, why has nobody come out and said, he told me the bust in Florida, he was absolutely certain she was of age, he feels terrible about it, blah, blah, blah. And so I took him at his word, and because he's a successful financier, I figured, all right, well, I'll stay in touch with him. It turns out he was a perv. I wish I hadn't, blah, blah. Nobody has explained in anything close to a reasonable way why they stayed in touch with the guy.
No, they have not.
I think all of those files that have come out showed why, because he could offer them, well, A, because he could offer them incredible luxury and pleasure, even of non-sex with young girls.
But why don't people say that? Pleasure. Like, to your point, why don't people say that? Why don't they say, man, I knew, like, a guy that could give you the greatest vacation ever. It was amazing.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Nobody says that?
He had so much money, he would just fly you to this island, and it was like the best Hawaiian vacation you've ever had, but there was nobody else there. It was incredible. Yeah, I don't know. The other thing that's intriguing to me is that what became clear, and I can't remember who came up with this, it's not my own wisdom, but that Epstein and people like him build this incredible network of mutual I owe you, you owe me, I did something great for you, you do something for me, with all sorts of rich and powerful and famous people. And that was his incredible skill. He would fly you to the island, give you the vacation of your life, and then if he needed a letter written for his client to get his client's kid into Harvard, he would say, hey, would you mind taking a minute to write that letter? And he connected people like that in a masterful way. He also had a taste for really, really young women and girls. I find it all
gross.
But at this point, why don't you just state that I didn't think he was a perv. I knew he was a tail hound. But, you know, he did so many nice things for me. I thought this is a pretty good guy. I was wrong. I apologize. I don't know.
And you're right. There's not that I've heard a single person saying that.
You know, why don't we just go ahead with the Lutnick audio? How much is there? I don't remember. Six. Yeah, let's hear him.
I looked through the millions of documents for my name, just like everybody else. Yeah. And what I found was there was a document that says that I had a meeting with him.
No, everyone isn't worried about their names being in the Epstein files.
This is Lutnick is the Commerce Secretary, if we haven't mentioned that already. Whatever that is.
Go ahead. This is from a podcast last year, 63.
I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Right. And then he testifies yesterday that he and his wife and kids and nannies went to the island. Why would you say that other stuff if you knew that was out there and somebody is sure to figure that out?
Maybe they're just not as good at lying as they think they are, or think you can still, because just being linked with Epstein in any way is such poison, you just got to completely deny it and then nobody will ever figure it out. No, millions of pages of documents are out. People will figure it out. Get ahead of it. Say, hey, my name is in the files. I didn't know the guy was a perv. Turns out he was. What a sicko. I'm glad he's dead.
By the way, and I have no reason to think that Howard Lutnick was having sex with underage girls at all. And I'm not suggesting he did, but it doesn't completely clear you that you went to the went on a vacation with your wife, kids, and nanny. You're going to tell me there wasn't a couple hours one afternoon where you told your wife, Epstein and I are going to talk about that whole, you know, golf course that we're developing, so I'll be back at 3. Right. And you disappeared for a little while, and that could have been when you did the reason that that's the whole reason you came? For a couple hours of enjoyment, Epstein style? I'm not saying that's what happened, but it's not impossible. Just because you went there with your wife and kids doesn't mean that you were never...
Right. It's a good point. Sure. Everybody needs a little me time.
Well, you know, yeah, husband, wife, I mean, you know, I'm going to go shopping in town for a while. Cool, you know, we'll spend a little time apart, and nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. For really?
You know what? I feel terrible. I have a confession to make. Honey, I've never even picked up a golf club. It's been hookers. All been hookers. Every single
all
time.
These years.
Hundreds and hundreds of rounds of golf. Thousands of rounds of nope. Hookers.
Because he's gross.
You can't come out and talk about it. You would never be in the room with him. He's gross. And then somewhere in the files it is. Oh, except for that vacation where I spent several days with the guy.
With my entire family.
With my entire family. I put my kids around him. That's how gross he is. That's how untoward I think his lifestyle is. I have my wife and kids around him. What? Wonder if it's what you said, that they don't believe that he did the stuff that he got accused of. But they haven't said it out loud.
Everybody knew he was an enormous tail hound, if you will.
Well, right. There was a thing that came out yesterday, a piece in there of Trump apparently telling, and Trump, I think, is denying this, but it was in one of the documents that Trump told local law enforcement when they finally came to bust Epstein. Trump told law enforcement, finally, I'm glad this is happening because everybody knows what's going on there and it's awful and it needs to stop. Something like that. Which sounds believable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since he got convicted, although with a very cushy penalty for what the crime was.
Oh, right. An incredibly soft deal. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
There is mystery there.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. There is mystery there, though. The why people aren't, you know, being more forthcoming if there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's exactly sure where the wealth came from. All that sort of stuff. Anywho, he's gross. I will never be in a room with him ever again. By the way, and Jon Stewart was making a big deal out of this last week on The Daily Show. Lutnick lived 6 feet away from Epstein. Their houses were 6 feet apart.
Wow.
Like, wow. They were next door neighbors.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, my final note on this is, it's funny. The number of people who've said, I regret that I was friends with him. No, quite literally, you're feeling the negative repercussions for being friends with him, so of course you regret it. That's what regret is. You need to say more than that. You know, honey, I regret that I had that affair. Well, yes, because there's a divorce lawyer standing on my chest, and my kids hate me and all. No, you've got to say more than you regret it. Of course you regret it. That's a weak acknowledgement of having made a mistake to me.
So there's a controversial opinion piece in the Washington Post today that we'll get to maybe in hour 3. The surge in autism in America is a myth, according to this doctor. Which is going to be very controversial. And we'll get into that in hour 3, among other things on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Sky Rizzy, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013 or Big Lou.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made from scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
Show.
Look, this beaver is stealing
hey,
a 2x4.
Hey, get out of there! Hey, come back with that.
What was that? That was a guy laughing at the fact that a beaver stole a 2x4 out of the back of a truck. And apparently when the owner of the 2x4 saw the beaver attempting to steal the 2x4, he yelled, "Hey, hey, get out of there," at the beaver, as if it speaks English.
Then bring that back, if it both speaks English and is prone to obey commands.
Well, and appealed to its conscience.
Right. Planet of the beavers, I warned you.
Appealed to its morality.
Right,
where
exactly.
Were you on the evening of February 6th?
What I don't recall.
See here, gentlemen of the jury, is the flat tale of deceit.
Apparently that was in Branson.
Teeth of dishonesty. Huh?
Apparently that was in Branson, Missouri.
I hear you. That's a very Branson sort of story. I've been to Branson. That's a very Branson sort of story.
Works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, the progressive view of it would be, we've so decimated our nation's forests that beavers are forced to steal 2x4s out of pickup trucks. Okay, so this
and
is
something, something ice.
Right. And the Palestinians. Right. Yay, queers for beavers and Palestine. more on that sort of thing next hour. But this is simply interesting. It's apropos of very little, but I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. I love when they have the flyovers at football games.
Absolutely.
In particular. The fighter jets or bombers or whatever go over, and then everybody cheers, and the fireworks and the American flag, blah, blah, blah. I found this very, very interesting, sent along by alert listener and honorary producer Jeff. These flyovers don't, quote, cost extra for the military. Costs are already baked into the flying hour program. The jets must fly, football or not. And flyovers look a lot like normal training. Crews do low-level routes routinely with simulated enemy defenses that must be avoided. And they, like, designate this 7-Eleven to be a surface-to-air missile site.
Well, were people complaining about this being a waste of money?
I think somebody asked the question.
Okay.
And a target, so the regular training runs, you do low-level routes with simulated enemy defenses that must be avoided and a target that must be hit at a precise time, the time on target. Published low-level routes are usually located around bases and depicted on charts. Some feature is used as a target, maybe an abandoned factory or a distant bridge. Today, the target happens to be the Super Bowl. This was obviously written Super Bowl time. Timing is critical. The route is carefully planned. Special charts are prepared showing entry point, ingress to target, and egress. There may be a bunch of turns or straight. Either way, multiple points along the ground are used as references. Say, a bridge over a creek. On the chart, each point is annotated with a doghouse, which is the nickname for a rectangle divided into sections. At the top is a triangle pointing in the direction of the flight. Vital information is entered into the doghouse, like compass heading to fly, how much fuel you should have, and most importantly, the time you should pass it. If you're off timing at all, it's a chance to change speed and get back on time, because like in battle, they take off separately and then assemble in the air in their attack formation. And so these flyovers are a perfect opportunity to put that training to work, because they have to come together and be precisely over the stadium at the end of the national anthem.
Yeah, I was never worried about the cost, because obviously they got to practice flying these things around. They do it all the time. I live near an Air Force base, and we see all kinds of amazing aircraft flying around all the time. But yeah, the timing thing is makes sense. You know, you got to hit this target in Iran at exactly this moment, because we got another thing happening over here is exactly the same as right when the national anthem ends.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you've got to assemble, you know, multiple bombers, say, and some fighter escorts and a refueling plane. It's not like they get to the rendezvous point and are looking at their watches. Where's freaking Jim with the refueling plane? Yeah, he said he'd be a little late. So they just circle around
traffic.
In the air for 10 minutes. Wait, of course, traffic. You should have checked the traffic before you left the airfield, Jim. Anyway, no, that's not the way it works. Everybody gets where they're supposed to be exactly at the right time. So I just thought that was interesting.
Little ordinance for Bad Bunny. That's what I say.
Oh, boy, that's belligerent right there. That's you're a neocon or something.
Is there no explosion autism in this country? It's just overdiagnosed. That's the opinion piece in the Washington Post today. We can get into that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely willing to take on that argument and to look at some of the most recent research into autism, which, as the dad of an autistic kid, is fascinating to me and right on.
So we'll get to that in hour three. If you missed a segment or an hour, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. That's our podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.